Debate over whether bakers should be forced to supplement bread with folic acid back on the table. Food Safety Minister David Bennett returned from Australia, where new research has credited their mandatory regime with a fall in neural tube defects in newborn babies. Now, bakers here have a voluntary policy, but is it time to make folic acid a permanent addition to bread? The Food Safety Minister David Bennett's with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You convinced?
I think that the research shows that we need to consider it. They've had pretty good results over in Australia, and we've got a voluntary process here that's still in its got a little bit of work to go to get to where we want it to be. So it's certainly is something to think about.
When you say consider it and think about it, what practically does that mean? Are you actually going to do something about it or no?
Well, at the moment, we've got a voluntary approach, and that had a target of 50%. We're at 38% now, and that's increased from about 12% and 14% in 2012. So we've still got a little way to go to get to that 50%. And the supermarket chains are basically indicating that they're going to be adding folic acid to their home brand type products. And so that will get us close to 50%. I think the next step is getting that 50%, and then we'll look at how that works.
So you're not moving anytime soon on this. The voluntary mandatory thing, is this a sort of a psychological thing for you guys? You're a government that doesn't like to tell people what to do. Is that part of what it is?
No, I think it was the way that the industry and it came together with that proposal, sort of that they could do it in a voluntary mechanism. And
That's the point. I mean, I'm not arguing either way. It doesn't matter to me whether they do it or not. But, I mean, you can't argue they're doing the job. They said 50. They're not doing it. Why not jump in and go, look, this is good. I've seen the evidence. Here's our call.
Well, you have had a progression from 14% to 38% now. So we're not far off the 50. And the remaining the big supermarket chain that has its own brand has indicated that they're going to put folic acid in that as well.
So will that get it to 50?
That's what it's intended to, and that would be a great result under that voluntary mechanism. And then we need to evaluate that against the research coming out of Australia. Now, the Australian research has got some holes in it as well, because there might have been a reduction in those results anyway, and also their starting base isn't as robust as what you might like. So there's a few other factors like that that go into the calculation as well.
How much pushback from the industry have you had?
None.
That's why they're at 38 and not 100. They must. There must be a bunch of people in the industry who are saying, don't tell us what to do with our bread and medicate people through bread. That's what they'll be telling you, isn't it?
Well, all I saw was their comments in the paper today. The industry will have a point of view, but our focus is on the health of mothers and children, and that's the primary focus.
Just quickly, would you make a national decision if you went down that track, or would you do it like you've done with fluoride and give it to the councils?
I think it'd be difficult with councils with bread, like for water, where you is something that every council provides to the community. Whereas bread, councils don't have a role in the provision of. So I don't think that would be a possibility.
All right, David, appreciate your time. That's a better answer than I thought, actually. Because I was thinking about that, I thought, well, if you're going to go national on folic acid, why wouldn't you go national on fluoride, which has always been my view? Handing stuff to councils on a piecemeal sort of, when it comes to medication, if you want to use that word.
Or a wheatmeal basis, even.
Or a wheatmeal basis, is pointless. But I suppose that's not unreasonable, I guess. But clearly, the indication from David is they're going nowhere fast with that.